That's a black thing. You know how long.
Yeah. Now, after you finish dinner, y'all have a dishwasher, right? So your wife...
Wash the...
And to get the soap off of them, she...
Arrange them over in the sink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a kind of a cloth or a rag?
Rag to dry them with. That's the way she do now. Since I moved out, she ain't got no dishwasher for this thing. But where I would back up down, I had a dishwasher. See, I was living up in town. I'd have left Mr. Adams' farm. I moved to town.
Yeah. Mr. Adams told me you had a house in town.
Yeah.
Why'd you leave? You didn't...
Well, this is mine. This is... I thought I'd get out here and I wouldn't know better be barming in the right clothes around people up there.
Yeah.
You know, right up on the people there. I couldn't... A house was too close to them.
Yeah.
Built too close. I had the folks' ability to just build too close.
You're a country boy, huh?
Sure, yeah. I don't like to be up under nobody. Bone raised, right? I boned in town and left and went right on to the country. And that's where I was been ever since. I drove a drummer from his daughter, married a man, Mr. Lewis, and Mr. Daddy. I would drive him. He was a game warden. He got me to drive Mr. Daddy to Houston, Texas. And from there, we went to Chicago.
Chicago?
From Houston, and he went down to see his children. And then now we're going to go to Chicago before we come back to Ferdy.
How did you come? So you come to Ferdy?
Yeah, come to Ferdy. Come back to Ferdy. So I just saying the two places I've been. Now, them the only two places I've been. I ain't never been in a Florida.
But to get to Chicago, how'd you go?
We come back here to Lula.
Uh-huh.
And then hit the... We went on through to Monroe.
Yeah.
And went out through some road. That been back there. We're in 40. I never been a boy. I don't know exactly what or which we went. I was never been a boy.
Yeah.
I had about, let me see, one kid, two. Yeah, 1940. But the last 39, I went to Houston, Texas with Mr. Stenson. Then we come back and stayed a month. Yeah, that was probably, first of 40. I was real young.
And then you went up through what state to get to?
Now, I couldn't even tell you exactly, because I didn't pay much attention to it. I didn't want to go.
Little Rock?
I think so, all in there. But I was just saying the two places I've been since I was grown, got to be grown, a bone here and a stayed here. Never left out. Now, I got a boy 20 years old and been all over the United States. Got a little old boy up in town and been all over the United States. Everywhere.
What for? Does he
I don't know. I don't know what he do or what. He's been everywhere with you. He told me, Daddy, I'm going to make the whole thing. So, yeah. And he done about made it, about got into everything it is, too. He done got into some of it, all of it. But I never saw no need of going. I got what I wanted here.
Did you get to bathe? Did y'all have baths, a place where you could bathe?
Yeah, we had tubs, like a tin tubs. You had a tin tub, you heat your water, pour over there and cool it as you want it, you know, you heat it, put it on the stove or something.
You didn't get to do it often though, did you?
Yeah, no, you could do it often as you want. Yeah, we had a clear creek we could go down. When I was growing up, it was just clear, I don't know what water, just clear, it ain't wasn't muddy. So you could go down there and bathe in that creek much as you want.
What was the name of that place?
Willabaugh. That's a Willabaugh out here too. But this here's on the farm. This is down. This here didn't run too far. It's on the Yeager farm. It didn't run too over before, but it's just as clear and about, it's just about that deep. It didn't nothing go in it. There were no mules or nothing to trump in it. The cows would go down there sometime, the milk cow, and get us some water because it was clear, you know. And then a lot of springs. It's spring water then. Out of the ground. Just water run out of the ground.